Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
The Startup That Will Vet You for Your Next Job by Clint Finley. If you've ever applied for a job, chances are someone has run a criminal background check on you. But what exactly does that mean? There's often a misconception that you can order a one-stop shop of information on a person, but that doesn't exist, says Melissa Sorensen, the executive director of the National Association of Professional Background Screeners. Instead, a background check typically involves pulling records from multiple places, such as state and county courts. In many cases, these records can be checked online, but some counties haven't digitized their records or made them available online, meaning a person needs to visit a government office to search the records. Employers typically farm out this work to companies that specialize in background checks. It's a big business. Background screening is a multi-billion dollar industry, says Rich Wong, a partner at venture capital firm Excel Partners. He's betting that Checker, C-H-E-C-K-R, a startup that closed a $100 million investment this month from Excel and others, will capture a big part of that. Many of the biggest names in the gig economy, including Uber and Instacart, use Checker's services to screen workers, but Checker is also winning fans among more traditional employers. Checker claims to run 1 million background checks per month for more than 10,000 companies. Adecco, one of the world's largest staffing agencies, uses Checker in its mobile temporary work app, Adia. Adia CEO Ernesto Limena says the company chose Checker because it's fast. Checker says it returns results in 24 hours on average and could be easily integrated into the Adia app. They're very easy to work with, Limena says. These two factors, speed and the ability for programmers to easily weave Checker into an app, are two of its biggest selling points. Instead of a human resources employee sending a list of names and social security numbers to a background check company, an employer can configure its app to connect with Checker as soon as a prospective worker applies. The results can be piped right back into the app as well. Co-founders Jonathan Perchon and Daniel Yanise came up with the idea for Checker in 2013 while working as programmers for Deliv, a San Francisco-based on-demand delivery company. They wanted to integrate background screening into the company's app, but found existing offerings slow, expensive, and designed primarily for large corporations, not small startups. Denise says some background screening companies offered services to integrate with their customer software, but only to large corporations and government agencies. The notion of adding tools and services into apps was becoming more commonplace. Twilio, for example, allows developers to add text messaging to an app. Perchon and Yanise wondered why there wasn't a similar service for background checks, so they started building their own at night and on weekends. In 2014, they quit their jobs to focus on the idea full-time. "We spent months researching what a background check actually is and how it works," says Yanise. The industry has evolved since 2013. First Advantage, one of the nation's largest background screening companies, has offered software integration services for organizations of all sizes for 3 years, CEO Scott Staples says. Gathering data and documents from multiple agencies and databases is just one step in the process. Once arrest records, court documents, and other files are pulled, someone has to sift through the information to suss out what someone was arrested for, whether they were charged, and whether they were convicted. Parashan points out that because state laws vary, what's described as felony shoplifting in one place might be treated differently elsewhere. Checker attempts to streamline this process by pulling as much information it can automatically and feeding it into a machine learning system. The documents gathered in person by contractors are likewise fed into its system. The company works with lawyers to train its algorithms. The result is a system that founders say can summarize disparate documents and identify convictions more quickly than any human. Once Parashan and Eunice thought their product was ready, they began emailing gig economy companies in San Francisco and New York. Uber was at the top of our list, Parashan says. I thought, maybe we can get them in a couple of years. But the team didn't have to wait. Someone from Uber reached out to Checker within the first year. By the end of 2015, Uber was using Checker to screen all of its U.S. drivers. For all its success, Checker isn't free of controversy. Checker doesn't use fingerprints in its background checks, something critics of Uber in particular have called for. San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon, for example, famously called background checks that don't use fingerprints completely worthless in 2014. Parashan and Eunice acknowledge background checks aren't perfect. If someone commits a crime away from their home state, a screener could miss a conviction. Records might be missing, outdated, or incorrect. Both humans and machines can misread court documents or erroneously include convictions for someone with the same name, but the pair argue that machines are better than humans at sifting through documents. Checker has faced lawsuits under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which gives people the right to dispute inaccurate information found in background checks, but spokesman David Patterson says the number of such suits is consistent with other firms conducting a similar number of checks. Missing someone dangerous is only one problem. Background checks can also penalize good workers for past mistakes. Activists have persuaded a growing number of companies and governments to not ask about criminal records in job applications. The idea is that hiring managers only run a background check on an employee after deciding that they are qualified in hopes of reducing bias in the hiring process. But Parashan says companies could do more to eliminate bias, and he thinks Checker could help, with more selective reports that include only the most relevant details to an employer. For example, a retailer might not want to know about an old charge for driving under the influence if the job doesn't involve driving. Parashan hopes the company can lead by example by hiring people with marred backgrounds. He says nearly 5% of the company's 180 employees have some sort of criminal record, be it a misdemeanor or a felony. Checking up, follow these links in the original article for more information. Under Uber's new CEO, the company is moving slow and testing things. Inside the startup luring thousands of women into the gig economy. The gig economy's rating system is a mess. Here's how to fix it.